Morning, Ireland. It's 7:15 and we'll start with politics this morning. The moves to make Leinster House more secure after Wednesday's protests and the latest twist in the RTE saga. RTE telling the Public Accounts Committee they can't provide details of executives' exit deals or contracts for legal reasons. Other documents RTE has provided the committee appear to shed more light on the controversial Ryan Tubridy pay negotiations. We'll hear from PAC Chair Brian Stanley after 8 o'clock, but with me now our political correspondent Paul Cunningham. And Paul, RTE first, what has and has not been given in terms of documentation to the Public Accounts Committee?
Well, a lot of documentation has been given to the committee. I think it's around 162 documents, and that includes a comprehensive chronology of communication regarding how presenter Ryan Tubridy's last contract was negotiated. Now, much of that, Áine, has been put in the public domain already, so there's not a whole lot that's new. And it's also not complete. For example, it doesn't include a legal note of a meeting or a Zoom meeting between the former Director General, Dee Forbes, and Mr. Tubridy's agent, Noel Kelly. As we know already, that document has been classed as coming under legal privilege. I guess what does stand out is the decision by RTE not to supply documents as requested by the PAC for three former employees. As you say, the exit package for commercial director Geraldine O'Leary for legal and contractual reasons. The exit package given to former head of finance Breda O'Keefe. RTE says it can't comment on her arrangements. And the Dee Forbes contract, saying relevant details have been supplied already.
Dee Forbes being the former Director General. So given that PAC wanted this information and RTE says legally they can't provide it, what happens next?
Well, what they can do is grill RTE executives and RTE board members when they come before the committee in the coming days about the decision not to disclose and the reasons being proffered. But I think to a certain extent we're reaching the end of the road regarding the discovery element of the PAC's work and indeed that of the Oireachtas Media Committee as well. The members have either received the documents they want to have or are being given hard no's from RTE about what's not being granted to them. So to a degree there's transparency about the non-transparency. They're saying, we're not going to give it to you, this is the reason, and that's it. The other thing that the PAC can do is to seek and continue to seek the attendance of people like former Director General Dee Forbes. And now she has supplied medical information, which makes it clear that she's not in a position to attend, but the committee said they would like her to attend when they can. They would also like to hear again from the former executives Geraldine O'Leary and Breda O'Keefe. Now, they did go before the PAC and the media committee, and the committee members want to hear from them again. But because those people have left RTE, there isn't an opportunity to compel them. I think it's also worth stating that the executives have said they'll cooperate with internal reviews which were established by the Media Minister, Catherine Martin.
And those reviews ongoing and the results expected before Christmas, is that right?
Well, I think it's some of them could even push out until March, so there's some time to go on that.
All right, and the other story politically, the moves to make Leinster House more secure.
Yeah, there was a meeting involving an assistant guard, the commissioner, and two senior officers, the clerk of the Dáil, Peter Finnegan, the Oireachtas superintendent, Barry Ryan, and the Ceann Comhairle, Seán O'Farrill. Now, he said last night that the question of how to make changes to security arrangements, both inside and outside Leinster House, is being carefully considered. And he said that is important because, in his view, there's every expectation that the events of Wednesday could be repeated in the future. And he said in that meeting, the Gardaí outlined their concerns, the Oireachtas officials outlined theirs. This is now an active process and they are going to try and come up with a set of proposals on how to deal with the situation. And one point he did make, he said that while all of those attending the meeting want to stand up to the want to stand for the right to demonstrate, saying it's essential that this is protected. But what Mr. Farrell said yesterday or Wednesday was not a protest. He said it was a melee, a chaotic demonstration of hatred and intimidation, and it can't be allowed to be repeated.
All right. And again, that's an issue we'll be debating later in the programme with, amongst others, Green TD Nasa Harrigan. But for the moment, Paul Cunningham, thank you. And the time is 7:19. RTE has told the Public Accounts Committee that the company can't provide details about executives' exit deals or contracts for legal and contractual reasons. They have provided a lot of other documents the committee wanted to see, some of which raise more questions about the Ryan Tubridy pay negotiations. So for for more on all of this, it's good morning to Public Accounts Committee Chair Sinn Féin's Brian Stanley. And Brian Stanley, let's talk about what you got. You got 160 documents. Have you been able to go through those yet? And what do they tell you you didn't know?
Good morning, Anya. Well, look, we have received a substantial folio of documents. Just as it happened yesterday, we did also have 140 other documents not relating to RTE that the Public Accounts Committee had to spend obviously the yesterday's here and that. So we're only getting to the RTE stuff. However, in the short term that I've had last night to try and get abreast of some of this, that there are, you know, there's substantial information in some of the RTE documents. We will need to, and I'll be very upfront with you about it, we need time to read them and digest them. As I said, there was 140 other pieces of correspondence that we had to deal with this week at our hearing that separate, completely separate from RTE, and respond to all of those. So that was done yesterday. You know, we have RTE coming in very soon. The documents, I can assure you that the documents that we sent them, that have been sent to us, committee members will scrutinise those, will examine those, will be raising the points from them with the executives of RTE when they're in on the 5th of October.
Okay, and what didn't you get that you had sought?
Well, there's a number of other documents, and I'm going to be very upfront with you, Anya. We do need to go down to a checklist because, you know, this happened literally, you know, we had our hearing with our hearing yesterday. There was a substantial body of work to be completed after that. You know, last night you're trying to get on top of this. So what we need to do is go through our checklist. There's a number of documents that we didn't get. And what the very important ones that actually we didn't get was, and I can confirm this here, is the terms and conditions of the voluntary exit package for Geraldine O'Leary. Geraldine O'Leary is the former head of commercial at RTE, and Breed O'Keefe, the former chief financial officer, her exit package. We have been refused that. We've also been refused Dee Forbes' contract. She's the former director general, who we haven't had the opportunity to speak to yet, and who we're anxious to speak to. We didn't get theirs, and that's very disappointing because the three people who have been central to all of this, Geraldine O'Leary has appeared before us. Breed O'Keefe has. We have requested him to come back again. Breed O'Keefe didn't take up the offer. She will get another opportunity because I can confirm to you that as of yesterday's meeting, I made sure that's on the list, and the committee members want her present. So those two people will be asked, as indeed will Dee Forbes be asked, to turn up on the 5th of October.
Why did you want those details about those individuals' contracts and severance deals? Why is it relevant? RTE says they can't provide them for legal and contractual reasons. And don't individuals have rights to privacy coming before, you know, in terms of their dealings with an Oireachtas committee?
There's a couple of questions there, and I'll deal with them. Well, the first one is that we know that we've been told that in the case of these two individuals that were voluntary, that the voluntary exited, right? In the case of Breed O'Keefe, it was a voluntary exit package. The former Geraldine O'Leary, there was an exit package. The question is here, and most of your listeners will understand this, is that if you leave a job when the term is up or when you reach the stage to accept that you're accepted for a pension, there will be a financial in a lot of jobs. There will be a financial package at the end of that, and perhaps a pension. If you leave a job voluntary, the expectation is that that doesn't exist. And the question is here: is did that exist? In the case of Dee Forbes, you know, here we have a person whose name has come up on numerous occasions over the last 3 months.
And who hasn't appeared before your committee on medical advice.
Who hasn't.
On
medical advice. And I've been clear about this, is that when she's well enough, she should attend. And I wish her a speedy recovery, and I want to say that again. But I think that's important that she does attend. And if RTE is saying to us that they can't provide that, there has to be a framework there. And this is what we want to know. Is there a framework there for senior executives around a voluntary exit, around when terms are up, around when they reach pension age, you know, because there are different situations. And what is the situation regarding the ordinary staff in RTE? Because I spoke to ordinary staff in RTE and some people at what would be termed maybe middle level in RTE, and they don't seem to have these packages. So we're interested to know what packages were available for these senior executives. What is there now for senior executives? Because, you know, we need to turn to the future. You know, if it was the case that there was hefty voluntary exit packages that weren't justified, has that come to an end? That's what I want to know.
Well, RTE, I believe, is saying that Geraldine O'Leary did not get an exit package. Whatever, isn't it the fact that this is being investigated now within RTE? That report will be published when it's been carried out. Is it Grant Thornton carrying out that report? I forget who's carrying it out, but it is being examined. So surely it would be better, you know, to let the full facts emerge in that report before you pursue this? Or do you have options in terms of, you know, trying to pursue the matter of getting these documents that you're seeking further?
Well, I certainly will be suggesting to the committee that we seek to compel these documents. We will be seeking our own legal advice on this, and we've been seeking legal advice. We've been taking legal advice throughout this process from the parliamentary legal advisors. I certainly will be proposing that, but the point is here is that there's a very straight question here for RTE to answer. What system was in place here for senior executives who are exiting? You know, whether they're exiting on a pension basis, whether it's on, you know, their term is up, maybe a 7-year term, like there is for a lot of senior executives, the numbers that apply to, but also in the case of where people were people left voluntarily, what packages were there, but also were there exceptions to that, and how many exceptions were there, and what grades, was it the highest grade of executives that were getting? That's what the public need to know. You know, if our RTE is in a situation at management level, and I'm clear about this, I want to separate that from the ordinary staff in RTE, but at senior level, they're in a position where they have to regain public credibility quickly. What we need to, the best way of doing that, is to put all the facts on the table about what went on here. And the sooner these individuals come before us and spell out exactly what was going on here and clear up the remaining matters that need to be cleared up, the better for RTE and the better for public broadcasting.
And as you say, RTE will be back before the Public Accounts Committee on the 5th of October. Brian Stanley, Chair of the PAC, thank you very much indeed for talking to us. It's 22 minutes past.